Coast Radio News for Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. I'm George Henry. The little brown hen has learned that they will be fined $17,800 for willfully disregarding the state's mandates against indoor dining for restaurants in extreme risk conditions. In a report yesterday afternoon, Oregon OSHA announced the fine, which is twice the minimum allowed under the circumstances. The statement said that such willful behavior puts employees at risk and enables the employer to achieve a competitive advantage over businesses that choose to comply with the regulations. Little Brown Hen owner Stacy Brown went live with her decision to open her restaurant in December, citing the need to support herself, employees, and the community. Brown did receive a PPP loan and a subsequent grant during the pandemic, and a GoFundMe page was also started that currently has $2,175 donated towards a $10,000 goal. Restaurants in the Florence area have privately voiced disdain over the restrictions while opting to follow them, as restaurants to the north in Lincoln County and the south in Douglas County remain open, mainly due to a lack of a large suburban population like Eugene affecting coastal numbers. Lane County does move to a high-risk category effective Friday. The Office of the Governor has issued an update to Lane County. Beginning this Friday, Lane County will move from extreme risk to high risk, which will allow for some businesses, including restaurants, to open for limited seating. The county has seen continual decreases in its daily COVID-19 numbers over the past several weeks. The county will have to maintain a level of less than 200 cases per 100,000 residents to stay at that level and could drop to moderate if the current 20% decrease statewide continues. Restaurants can seat up to 25% capacity or 50 people, whichever is smaller, and can extend their operating hours to 11 p.m. Retail establishments can have up to 50% maximum capacity. Indoor entertainment, such as movie theaters, can also have up to 25% capacity, but there is still a ban on concessions. Michael Falter with City Light Cinemas says that until that ban is lifted, they will not be able to reopen. Lane County Public Health Liaison Jason Davis says while the work is not done, the change in risk is a great milestone.
I think it's something to celebrate. I think we as Lane County residents can be proud that we've done our part in reversing that extreme risk category.
He says that even though the reduction in cases is significant, there are still too many cases to feel safe that we can move to an even lower category. 39 new Lane County cases and one for the Florence area are the latest numbers of coronavirus cases. There have now been 162 cases in and around Florence since the beginning of the pandemic. Vaccine supplies are beginning to ramp up again as the effects of last week's winter storm wane. Lane County Public Health Liaison Jason Davis, in his Tuesday report, did discuss the lack of rural clinic availability. Davis said that limited supplies of vaccines have meant smaller supplies being delivered to rural areas, but he expects that to increase with the increase that the state has been doling out. The county received another 6,000-plus doses, and Davis says those deliveries are expected to continue over the next several weeks. Davis says, based on numbers so far, every person over the age of 65 that wants to be vaccinated should be vaccinated by mid-April. He also confirmed this morning that Florence would be the site for a mass vaccination clinic. It will happen on March 3rd at the Florence Event Center. There are about 1,000 vaccinations available, and in order to get a vaccination, you must be pre-registered at lanecounty.org. Crude oil prices continue to climb, and it's had an effect on local gas prices. Price of a gallon of regular gas has increased another 10 cents this past week for an average price of $2.65 a gallon. Crude oil is trading at over $60 a barrel, and oil production is down due to recent power outages and winter storms in both the Midwest and the Pacific Northwest. The combination of the two incidents are responsible for the rise at the pump. Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon says prices are likely to continue to rise until operations resume. More than 24 refineries have been affected by the weather, but they are expected to resume production by the week's end. Dodd says we can likely see prices above $3 a gallon by spring. The Oregon Department of Transportation says emergency crews continue to work on rebuilding a retaining wall to shore up a portion of US 101 at milepost 170.5. Construction is on schedule, but the road remains closed from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., traffic is flagged through the project area in the northbound lane. ODOT says crews will be able to recover the drill rig without a previously planned two-day closure. Instead, they plan to complete the operation during one of the regularly scheduled 12-hour closures. Once done, no further 12-hour closures are expected. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, February 24th, 2021.